especially when you have a large population on a small island needing to bring its harvest in. People now looking at the way in which rice agriculture works in Bali are rather puzzled by it, because it is intensely religious. The society of Bali is such that religion permeates every single aspect of it, and everybody in that culture is very, very carefully defined in terms of who they are, what their status is, and what their role in life is. It's all defined by the church. They have very peculiar calendars and a very peculiar set of customs and rituals, which are precisely defined. And oddly enough, they are fantastically good at being very, very productive with their rice harvest. In the 70s, people came in and noticed that the rice harvest was determined by the temple calendar. It seemed to be totally nonsensical, so they said, "Get rid of all this. We can help you make your rice harvest much, much more productive than even you're very successfully doing at the moment. Use these pesticides, use this calendar, do this, that, and the other." So they started, and for 2 or 3 years the rice production went up enormously. But the whole predator-prey-pest balance went completely out of kilter. Very shortly, the rice harvest plummeted again, and the Balinese said, "Screw it, we're going back to the temple calendar." And they reinstated what was there before. And it all worked again absolutely perfectly. It's all very well to say that basing the rice harvest on something as irrational and meaningless as a religion is stupid. They should be able to work it out more logically than that, but they might just as well say to us, "Your culture and society works on the basis of money, and that's a fiction, so why don't you get rid of it and just cooperate with each other? We know it's not going to work." So, there is a sense in which we build metasystems above ourselves to fill in the space that we previously populated with an entity that was supposed to be the intentional designer, the creator. Even though there isn't one. And because we, I don't necessarily mean we in this room, but we as a species, design and create one, and then allow ourselves to behave as if there was one, all sorts of things begin to happen that otherwise wouldn't happen. Let me try and illustrate what I mean by something else. This is very speculative. I'm really going out on a limb here, because it's something I know nothing about whatsoever. So think of this more as a thought experiment than a real explanation of something. I want to talk about feng shui, which is something I know very little about, but there's been a lot of talk about it recently in terms of figuring out how a building should be designed, built, situated, decorated, and so on. Apparently, we need to think about the building being inhabited by dragons, and look at it in terms of how a dragon would move around it. So if a dragon wouldn't be happy in the house, you have to put a red fishbowl here or a window there. This sounds like complete and utter nonsense, because anything involving dragons must be nonsense. There aren't any dragons. So any theory based on how dragons behave is nonsense. What are these silly people doing, imagining that dragons can